This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump says he misspoke during a joint news conference Monday with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Helsinki when asked about Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. election.
I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
He also underscored his support for U.S. intelligence, which concluded Russia did meddle in the election.
I have on numerous occasions noted our intelligence findings that Russians attempted to interfere in our elections. Unlike previous administrations, my administration has and will continue to move aggressively to repeal any efforts and repel. We will stop it. We will repel it. Any efforts to interfere in our elections.
Among those Tuesday expressing concern over Mr. Trump's remarks in Finland was Republican Senator Bob Corker.
All of us would like to have better relations with Russia, absolutely. But to put our intelligence community in equivalence with something that a former KGB official says, those are people who work for him. And I think he realized that was a major mistake.
Senate Leader Mitch McConnell said Russia is not a friend of the U.S., warning it should not meddle in this year's election. The U.N. has expressed deep concern over a surge in intercommunal violence in Mali that's left hundreds dead. Rupert Colville, a spokesman for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Since the beginning of the year, the Human Rights and Protection Division of MINUSMA, which is the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali, has documented 99 incidents of intercommunal violence, resulting in at least 289 civilian deaths.
Malians are to head to the polls for national elections July 29th. This is VOA News. In his remarks Tuesday, President Trump signaled a potential change in policy toward North Korea, indicating no time limit as to when the North is expected to denuclearize.
Discussions are ongoing and they're going very, very well. We have no rush for speed. The sanctions are remaining. The hostages are back. There have been no tests. There have been no rockets going up for a period of 9 months.
More than a month after his historic Singapore summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, there's been no perceptible progress on denuclearization, although U.S. officials are trying to devise a timetable. Israel has placed new restrictions on its lone cargo crossing point with Gaza amid persistent use of balloons with firebombs attached centered to southern Israel. The Jewish state is now ending the transfer of gas and fuel through the Kerem Shalom crossing until Sunday. Humanitarian supplies continue to flow. Another narrow victory for British Prime Minister Theresa May as she tries to defend her plans for Britain's divorce from the European Union.
The eyes to the right, 301. The noes to the left, 307.
The House of Commons rejecting an amendment to trade legislation that would have required the government to negotiate a customs union arrangement with Brussels, absent a free trade deal, Brexit, supposed to occur by March. The chairman of the U.S. Central Bank, Jerome Powell, told a congressional panel Tuesday the U.S. is on track for years of steady growth, with modest growth of 2% reported in the first quarter.
However, the latest data suggests that economic growth in the second quarter has been considerably stronger than in the first.
He said with appropriate monetary policy, the job market will remain strong. Inflation will stay near 2% as the Federal Reserve pursues a policy of gradual interest rate hikes. Nicaraguan security forces and government loyalists have retaken the opposition stronghold of Masaya outside Managua that has been a center of protest against President Daniel Ortega. Nearly 300 have been killed since anti-government protests erupted in April. The violence has drawn the attention of the UN. Again, spokesman Rupert Colville.
The violence that has to date left an estimated 280 people dead and 1,830 injured has been overwhelmingly perpetrated by the state and by pro-government armed elements.
He said the UN is concerned over the fate of two rights defenders who may have been victims of enforced disappearances. The 12 boys and their football coach who survived a two-week ordeal in a cave in Thailand before being rescued by an international cave diving team are preparing to leave a hospital Wednesday, where they've been held for a week to be monitored. They'll speak to the media for the first time and then be allowed to return to their homes. Scientists Tuesday said they've discovered a dozen new moons around the planet Jupiter, bringing the total now to 79. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.